I don't want to rule or conquer anyone. I should like to help everyone if possible. Jew, Gentile, black man, white. We all want to help one another. Human beings are like that. We want to live by...
When one is able to repeatedly step into the purity and heart and space of genuine and heightened awareness, miracles manifest. Conscious evolution becomes inevitable, and the revelations to one's spirit becomes revolutionary within the simplicity of its own essence. Awakening then becomes of it to where the destination of such a path, when one has answered to the calling, unfolds to reveal the ripening of one's universal truths. The book of positive light, remembrance of the heart.
And so hello, and good evening everyone, good evening world, and welcome back to Quantum Mindfulness Radio. And I am your host, Jowo Ayala Ayapana, registered nurse, and author of my new book, The Book of Positive Light, Remembrance of the Heart. And I thank you for joining me here on the BBS Radio Network. You are currently listening to Quantum Mindfulness Radio, which broadcasts every other Monday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And so I thank you once more for joining me here tonight on this beautiful and wonderful spring evening. Spring has finally arrived, and it is here in northeastern Ohio. And I must vouch for everyone here in Cleveland and northeastern Ohio. And just to make mention that it has been one of the longest and most lengthened seasons this year. But it was most definitely for sure a long-awaited journey in northeastern Ohio to greet and to accept with open arms this new and wonderful spring season. Now, with the symbolism of spring lies a meaning, and it is growth. It is the blossoming of life, the awakening of life. Now, from what lies dormant within this winter, arises abundantly in the spring. And so this intention, this mindset in particular, is primarily the theme for the show tonight. It is the intention of life, of abundance. And along with abundance is a new and inspiring wisdom. Now, before we proceed, I would just like to make mention that the first premiere broadcast of this show has received so much fan fervor that I am truly stunned and taken back by such a response. A response from everyone here. And I am thankful, endearingly so, thankful for all of my dear and wonderful listeners. I thank you again for all of your wonderful support. I would also like to announce, fortunately enough, that I have been asked to speak, and again I'll repeat, to speak about this summer solstice, the summer solstice of this year for the Friends of the Serpent Mound Committee in Adams County, Ohio, and to promote my newly released book once more, The Book of Positive Light, Remembrance of the Heart. Now, this invitation will be taking us in transition to the very first item of topic and of discussion, the Great Serpent Mound of Adams County, Ohio. Now, at the end of the last show, I had announced that I would be covering the observer effect according to the realms of quantum theory, and how it closely ties in well with mindfulness, mindful awareness. But I will be setting aside this topic for sure for a much later broadcast, as I have been prompted by spirit to speak about another topic which also coordinates well with, again, my very first book, The Book of Positive Light. And in what I was asked to do just recently by the Friends of the Serpent Mound Committee. And it is within this to speak and to collaborate along with the many others whom have been inspired about pertinent subject matter as it relates to the ethereal, the metaphysical, and spiritual components in relationship to their annual summer solstice celebration, which is being held between June 20th to June 22nd this year. Once more at the Great Serpent Mound in Adams County, Ohio. Now, this sacred ancient site, and I'm just going to relay to you their address. The sacred site of the Great Serpent Mound is being held, and the festivities along with this is located at 3850 State Route 73 in Peebles, Ohio, 45660. Again, that is the Great Serpent Mound, 3850 State Route 73 in Peebles, Ohio, 45660. Now, many of you are most certainly thinking, what does this, the Great Serpent Mound, what does this have to do with quantum physics and in mindfulness per se? Well, it relates significantly so enough to meditation. And from meditation, as far as mindfulness is concerned, we are speaking of, again, energy. And where there is heightened energy, there is the attraction of heightened knowledge, a wisdom for which has been kept from our consciousness, our level of heightened awareness. And to where there is again an unveiling of such an aged and olden wisdom, there is awakening. And when there is the introduction of realms for which at one point was deemed unconscionable, there is evolution. And so along the same lines as quantum theory, we will be looking into the energetic properties of the Great Serpent Mound as it pertains to the encouragement, the promotion, and the amplification of intention, and how the elements of this wonderful and ancient sacred site is able to perform such a phenomenon. And so we will be looking further in detail about the wonder concerning this phenomenon later within the show. Now, at the Great Serpent Mound, I will not only be speaking during this wonderful event, but I will also be interviewing the many other inspiring speakers hand-selected by the Friends of the Serpent Mound Committee. So Quantum Mindfulness Radio will be broadcasting during this wonderful weekend between June 20th to the 22nd. Now, among the many speakers will consist of Stephen Free, internationally known songwriter, singer, and recording artist, Robert Converse, editor of the Ohio Archaeologist, Dr. Jared Burks, director of geophysical surveys at Ohio Valley Archaeology, Terry Rivera, gifted Reiki master and teacher, Ed Granadine, author of Man and Impact Within the Americas, Marilyn Isaacs, founder of the Center of Peace, and Douglas Ross Hamilton, world-renowned expert of the Great Serpent Mound, author of several books, including The Mystery of the Great Serpent Mound, A Tradition of Giants, and Star Mounds, Atlas of the American History. Now, just to shed some light, just a bit further about this intriguing place, this sacred ancient site, the Great Serpent Mound is the largest serpent effigy. It is the largest serpent effigy mound within the entire world. Over the years, scholars have proposed that the mound within itself was built by members of the Hopewell or Fort Ancient culture, and even perhaps the Adena culture, a group of indigenous people in North America whom held statures in excess of 7 feet tall. Now, this can be strongly supported from the several thousands of eyewitness accounts uncovered from the last 200 to 300 years of skeletal remains, which possess the same descriptions of enormous stature and height. Personally, I myself believe that this wonderful site was created way before then, even before the times of Pythagoras. But we will be speaking about Pythagoras shortly after, within the second half of this show, and the relationship of the Pythagorean theorem, and how it intrinsically relates to the energies and sacred geometries of this intriguing and sacred ancient site. Now, the Great Serpent Mound is statistically a 1,348-foot wonder. It is an earthwork that stands from its base 3 feet in height, designed and created by an intelligent and peaceful existence, an indigenous and wondrous people of pre-written history. And it is situated on the heightened plateau of the Great Serpent Mound Crater, along the Ohio Brush Creek boundary line in Adams County, Ohio. Again, it is located on a plateau situated on top of a rather large meteor impact site, filling in the description and dynamics of a unique crypto-explosion structure, as evidenced by faulted and folded bedrock. Now, in 2003, geologists from the Ohio State Government and the University of Glasgow, Scotland, concluded that a meteor strike was responsible for the formation. Further, they had studied core samples collected at the site in the 1970s. Further analysis of the rock core samples indicated that the meteorite impact site occurred during the Permian period, about 248 to 286 million years ago. Scattered throughout the Serpent Mound site, okay, are remnants of that meteor, which possesses many elements of dolomite and scattered limestone, which are predominantly so high conductors of energy, which further enhances the significance of this ancient site. There is a high concentration of energy here. And where there is energy, there is knowledge. There is wisdom, according to the highly profound and intriguing world of quantum physics. And because of this, the Great Serpent Mound possesses many gravitational and electromagnetic anomalies. Now, just remember again from the last show, from what I had quoted from Nikola Tesla from the last show again, as I quote, "If you want to find the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration." Nikola Tesla. Now, just to touching base upon a little wisdom that I had acquired throughout the past years in my own understanding of energy, and in how it all relates to the human physioanatomy, and especially so within my own Kundalini yoga practice, is this. We all possess energy grids or energy points or so-called portals within our bodies and along the lengthened entire span of our spine or prana per se. And these points in particular are called the human chakras. And for which of these human chakras range from the root chakra to the sacral to the solar plexus, the heart chakra to the throat, the third eye or pineal gland, and into the crown. And from these chakras within itself, and again starting from the base roots of the spine, each chakra exudes a specific color. And so we will start from the root. And from the root chakra exudes a red in color. And to the orange within the sacral chakras, yellow from the solar plexus, to green arising from the heart, from blue within the throat, to indigo within the pineal gland or third eye, and then finally to violet, exuding brilliantly from our very own crown. Now, derived from the very root of our spine lies an energy, and I shall repeat once more, an energy which lies coiled within the base and starting point of our chakras at its very root. And this energy is referred to as the Kundalini, or shall I say our Shakti energy force, according to Vedic tradition. Now this energy lies dormant within our very root until it is called. My Kundalini per se specifically was called prompted and awakened, per se, a few years ago in January of 2011, when Spirit had guided me to the Yoga Journal Conference in San Francisco. Now, I had been looking into attending this conference many months ago, and I had performed my own research into the many forms of yoga which has been introduced and taught throughout these very few inspiring days. And so I finally made a decision, and so I purchased my airline tickets to San Francisco. I journeyed there to Northern California during the week of my 38th birthday, a celebration of the birth of this life, my life. And so I registered for 3 days for the Yoga Journal Conference to experiment and experience the intriguing and profound world of Kundalini Yoga, where I was guided by world-renowned yogi and endearing spirit, Gurmukh Kaur Khalsa, master of the Kundalini Yoga arts. Now, unlike the many other schools of yoga, Kundalini Yoga is more focused upon the yoga of the mind and then the evolution of awakening consciousness. Once we are more than able to call upon this Kundalini energy to awaken it from its deepened sleep, and as we awaken this energy and as we perform the many good and spirited things in life which exude the heightened vibrations of things, the same heightened vibrations and frequencies come back to us in return, in many forms, in reciprocity, which further calls upon the rising of this Kundalini energy from one chakra to the very next, until it reaches its final destination of the crown, and sometimes far beyond. And yes, as a Christian and originally a Catholic myself, I truly felt disoriented and bewildered by such a philosophy, by such a new wisdom. But then as I started to evaluate the legitimacy of such a philosophy, which is many and many thousands of years old, I began to realize that this philosophy within itself can neither just be merely called a philosophy. It is a science. And in parallel to how quantum mechanics is deemed a science, so is Kundalini Yoga. It is a science within itself. It is all research-based. And so society and perhaps even the ruling factions of things have attempted many times on over to defunct and ridicule such aged and olded science. Now, Kundalini Yoga philosophy is a science, yes, indeed, for which it has been in existence for many, many thousands of years, as practiced by the masters, the Vedas, the mystery schools of Egypt and Lemuria, of Vishnu, of Buddha, and yes, indeed, of Yeshua himself, of Christ, believe it or not. Now, if only we were able to surpass the very angst of our own egos, the very restrictions of our so-called grape-sized level of awareness, or perhaps even from the more condensed version of our now seed-like awareness and consciousness, after it has been forcefully conditioned into its limitation, we can now be made more than able to understand furthering and deepening levels of new wisdom and knowledge at its very best. Now, going back to the Great Serpent Mound, 7 coils make up the massive snake's body, each perfectly measured to being exact and in relationship to each other, one after the very next. After first coming across the Great Serpent Mound in 2012, I automatically made an assumption, and this assumption was this: I had observed straight from the beginning that its imagery, its structure, and symbolism ties perfectly well with exactly just that, the rising of all of our Kundalini energy throughout its lengthened journey through the 7 chakras of our human bodies. Plus, the Kundalini within itself has been described as exactly just that, serpent-like in behavior and in appearance. So in parallel, the same holds true with Mother Earth, with Mother Gaia. The Earth possesses in tandem a Kundalini energy which has transmigrated throughout the many ages, throughout the many planes of Mother Earth, throughout the several other locations within this world, which are also considered as the planet's own chakras within this energetic meridian Earth plane, along this same energetic Earth grid of existence. Now we are just going to go into a brief station identification break, but when we return, I will cover the seven earthly plane chakras of the world, which works in the same fashion as human chakras and in parallel of how Kundalini or Shakti energy life force moves in and out of these locations mapped throughout the rest of the world, and in how all of these entities tie in together with evolution in coordination with the consciousness grid of Mother Gaia. So stay tuned on Quantum Mindfulness Radio.
Hi, this is Jeff from Electron Love Theory, and you're listening to BBS Radio. You can hear Electron Love Theory's new album, Colors of the Galaxy, right here. Check it out further on our website, which is lovetheory.com. We're on iTunes or CD Baby. If it's not mainstream, it's on bbsradio.com, the number one internet radio network on the planet, in the galaxy, and in the universe.
I don't want to rule or conquer anyone. I should like to help everyone if possible. Choose Gentile.
And now we are back. This is Joel Ayala Ayapana, and we are here at Quantum Mindfulness Radio. We are now returning back to the subject matter of the seven great chakra locations of the world as it relates to and parallels the movement of Kundalini energy that is portrayed and signified by the Great Serpent Mound of Adams County, Ohio. Now, the Great Serpent Mound, just to touch base rather briefly, acts as a sort of conductor and attractor of energy. More precisely, I believe that this sacred ancient site was utilized not only to promote and to encourage the free flow of Kundalini energy throughout the rest of the planet for the purpose of planetary evolution, but also by way of harnessing such energy in the promotion of amplifying the goodness of manifestation through the legitimacy of intention, through the purity of heart and unity consciousness. Now, as we begin, there are seven chakra locations of the world. The Eluru Kata, the Tejuta, known as the Manipura in Northern Australia, the Anahata in Glastonbury, England, the Vishuddha, the Great Pyramid of Egypt, the Ajna, the Mobile Eon Activation Center, which is now stationary, lying in southern Europe, Mount Kailas in Tibet, the Muladhara, which is found in Mount Shasta, California, and now the planet's Kundalini energy lies within the blessed region of Lake Titicaca, the Sivastina in Bolivia, South America. At one point, the Kundalini once existed and thrived in the Mount Kailas area and then within that region of Tibet. But now it has shifted and transmigrated to the blessed lands of South America, the very same region from where my very spirit was called to when I made the pilgrimage trip out there in 2012 with my dear friends Aluna Joy Yakskin and Raphael Grassmeyer to Machu Picchu, Peru. And now this movement of the Kundalini This kundalini of sorts usually occurs during the most greatened of shifts, during the transitioning thereof into a greatened age. And ladies and gentlemen, we are now within this greatened age, which lies within the very presence. We are currently experiencing the shift. We have transitioned from already the Piscean age, and we are already within the age of Aquarius, believe it or not. Now, when I had travailed and traveled to the beautiful lands of Peru in 2012, on my way to the fabulous and fabled ancient sacred site of Machu Picchu, I met many people from differing parts of Europe there, where they had literally and essentially dropped all of what they had possessed. And they moved to Peru. They moved to several places throughout South America. And most from whom I had spoken to during that period of time, of the autumn equinox in 2012, they all mentioned to me that they had none the inkling nor the idea of why they had performed such a courageous act, but merely within the fact that they just simply felt within all of their hearts that they had to. There was merely just this calling. Some had opened their businesses there and thrived, and they still have been thriving to this day. South America is this new spirited plane. It is the destination for which this new kundalini has set foot and has set base within the now. It is home to Mother Earth's kundalini. Now, furthermore, about the Great Serpent Mound and its detailed structure, so that we don't move any further away from this subject matter. The Serpent Mound's coiling tail is located under the true astronomical north. The tail within itself is over 80 feet across and demonstrates the mathematical principle of Phi. The great oval at the head of the serpent, in which some say is an egg or the sun, seems to be swallowed by the serpent's mouth and is viewable in person during the solstices. The oval in itself is nearly 124 feet in length. Now, the indigenous have foretold throughout the centuries through oral tradition that at the head of Serpent Mound once stood a large crystalline monument which lit up the sky and for which will light up the heavens once more in a reawakening of sorts of the great Thunderbird and in restoring the land to the very people for which it was originally intended for. The ancients have held strong within their belief that this will indeed lift the very veils between all dimensions and in all worlds, and in possibly exceeding ourselves past the consciousness of a mere grape, evolving to a much higher existence of awareness and in being. Now, gravitating back towards the ideology that the Great Serpent Mound was essentially used as a semiconductor of energy of heightened frequency and as a harnesser of this earthly kundalini energy, the Great Serpent Mound seems to be the one source on Earth for which it attracts all the energy from the cosmos, as from what the indigenous refer to as the fire from the sky. There have been several hundreds of local eyewitness accounts from all around the site, from stories of the indigenous to the many locals whom live in close proximity, and they have reported of an earthly light, an earthly type of phenomenon, concentrations of magnetic force that rises up and becomes to be electrical, electromagnetic, and in interacting with the gases of the atmosphere, to shaping together in mass and in taking the form of the person's intentions. Now, according to scholars such as Ross Hamilton, who has written the book The Secrets of the Great Serpent Mound, he believes and has performed extensive and furthered research about the sacred geometry of this sacred and ancient site, in relationship to many other ancient sites throughout the rest of the world, along with the many other thousand effigy mounds throughout the larger portions of southern Ohio. And again, he believes that this site is in well alignment not to only the lunar cycles of things, but as well with the solar and stellar cycles of all three. This is the only site within the world that is in alignment with all three. And this is significant. And this is a rarity. Ross Hamilton, a well-renowned author of many books, and for which he will be one of the speakers at the Great Serpent Mound during the summer solstice celebration of 2014. He is also a local citizen of Adams County and has been performing research about the Great Serpent Mound for over 14 years. Now, according to Ross Hamilton, the seven coils which make up the massive portion of the serpent's body is again symbolic of the Kundalini, the exact same and precise conclusion that I had made when I first came across this ancient site in 2012. According to the ancients, if you truly desire to understand the secret to the serpent, the heart of the serpent, you will have to dig deeper into the underlying earthwork found within its seven coil. And from Ross Hamilton's extensive research, he has discovered that the Great Serpent Mound aligns exactly to the very stars and succinct points of the Draco constellation, in which Draco essentially represents the dragon, the serpent. Now, for the Christian theology of things, and since I am a Christian myself, I am many things per se. But within the belief of Christianity, just the mere thought of hearing the word serpent brings about some hesitation and some apprehension. But for me, as far as my extensive research and experiences, and from exposure to the Native American culture, and also to the exposure to Peruvian and Mexican culture as well, that the serpent in itself has been taken out of context, and for which many facets of religion have taken things out of context and have proposed a fear, and for which I believe in myself that the nature of God does not propose to desire or to intend to impose fear, but instead of love. Many researchers, again, have made mention that the secret to the heart of the very serpent is found within the seven coil. And oddly enough, but profoundly enough, the pole star lies within the seven coil of the serpent, the heart of the serpent, the secret to undiscovered knowledge and new wisdom. Now, this pole star, many thousands of years ago, in 3900 BC, was Thebes, meaning the head of the serpent. Today, within this age, the pole star, in relationship to the seventh coil of the serpent, is Polaris. A pole star, just to describing its nature, is a visible star, preferably a prominent one that is approximately aligned within the Earth's axis of rotation, which is a star whose apparent position is close to one of the celestial poles, and for which it lies approximately directly overhead when viewed from the Earth's north pole or southern pole axis. It is a star which lies stationary within the nighttime sky, while as all the other surrounding stars are moving all around it as the Earth within itself moves throughout its trajectory. It also possesses a strong relationship to the Pythagorean theorem. From this understanding, Serpent Mound has bridged all of geometric knowledge. And furthermore, according to Ross Hamilton, the Serpent Mound is a key. It is a template. It is most certainly a bridge. It acts in tandem as a conductor of energy, once more, of frequency and of heightened vibration. It works in collaboration to all of the other sacred ancient sites on the face of Mother Gaia, such as Machu Picchu, Peru, Chichen Itza, Mexico, the Great Pyramids of Egypt, Stonehenge, and to the many other ancient and sacred sites of the world. Ancient sites, their temples, monuments, and pyramids of the world, all for which have been placed ingeniously and plotted along a geometrically patterned consciousness grid, which all work hand in hand in raising our level of predetermined evolution in conscious awareness, is too far from being merely coincidental, but rather synchronistic. All of these wonderful and astonishing ancient sacred sites can no longer be seen as separate, as once was the case for all of humanity. Despite the many religions and cultures and land masses divided by sea, we can no longer see ourselves as separate, which is the olden paradigm, but interconnected as one in cooperation. Now, for all whom have read the Book of Positive Light, Remembrance of the Heart, most are unaware that the very cover of this book was actually taken at the Great Serpent Mound in February of 2012. I dreamt about the Serpent Mound for 3 nights in a row, consecutively, one right after the very other. Now, the very first dream consisted briefly of merely just a view of the exterior outlay of the entire effigy mound from base elevation. And then the second dream possessed just a lower view of the mound to the left, and then the view of a tower to its very right with steps. And this tower was positioned just slightly adjacent to this enormous earthwork. And I remembered how bewildered I was after the dream and wondering why anyone would build such a horrific tower right beside such a beautiful and magnificent piece of ancient and sacred property. At the time, I wasn't even aware that the site possessed a tower, let alone that I additionally didn't know that this tower was built with the intent so that the actual length of the Serpent Mound could be seen from above and appreciated for all of its worth from that of a higher elevation. And then you have the third dream, which consisted of the view of a one-story building during the very beginning of an evening, shortly after sunset. And this building was built from these rather rustic and enormously sized bricks, which structured the walls of this sturdy but compactly sized building, along with a soothing light which emanated calmly from its side window. Now, when I and my dear friend, my Kim, and at the time her 3-month-old daughter, arrived in time just before sunset to see the site, we immediately saw the Serpent Mound as originally depicted in the first dream. Then shortly after, the tower had shown itself as we walked further on up to the site. It could also be seen in plain view, right beside the serpent to the very right, as depicted from the second dream. And then as we were about to leave the site, after attempting to find the one-story building from the third dream, we became extremely bewildered and confused, as for the third marker from the third dream was searched for without success and to no avail. But then, just as we were about to pull away from the Serpent Mound parking lot, I remember, I looked at the very parking space from where we had parked, and there it was, the third element of the dream, which stood right in front of the very parking space. The one-story building edifice possessing the very same brick and along with the very same dimly lit light which calmly emanated out from its side window, the very third portion of my dreams. It was all too very profound for me, too surreal and even too outlandish for me to believe. Spirit had guided me once and for all to this very place in order to amplify the goodness from all of my intentions, my spirit, the love within my heart. And that is when miracles began to happen for me. That is when manifestation became much easier for me to create. That is when life became not only meaningful, but very passionate. That is when I began to live. Mostly for sure, I began to experience a time of my very first. Shortly after I completed my very first full marathon race, I met my wife and we married the following year. This is when I traveled in pilgrimage to Machu Picchu, Peru. Shortly then, I and my dear wife had traveled to Chichen Itza in the Yucatan. Then I finally published my very first book. I completed my very first public speaking event at Visible Voice Books in Tremont, Ohio. And now I am furthering my dreams and in my intentions as I am now the host of this wonderfully blessed online radio talk show, Quantum Mindfulness Radio.
This is Mark Marshall, and I'm proud to say that my music is being played here on the 24-hour music channel at bbsradio.com, where there's anything but the mainstream, and they truly do love independent music. You can find out more about me at markmarshall.com, and stay tuned to BBS Radio.
And now we are back, and you are tuning in to Quantum Mindfulness Radio. We are now drawing near to the last 20 minutes of the show, and we are concluding to the final segment of this intriguing and magical topic, and conversing about this interesting, sacred, and most ancient of sites, the Great Serpent Mound of Adams County, Ohio. Now, this Great Serpent Mound, it not only aligns itself perfectly, once more, to the Draco constellation, and even to the polar star of Polaris, the northern star, the very tip of the panhandle associated with the Little Dipper. It also has a significant relationship to sacred geometry. Originally, from what was intended, Serpent Mound was used as a template, as a French curve, per se, according to Ross Hamilton. It possesses a common denominator to the five geometries, the Plutonic solids, within the circle, the cube, the hexagon, the sacred cut, and within the Vesica Pisces. All such geometries for which they lie within the sacred code of the flower of life, the blueprint of creation, one of the root elements to alchemy. Additionally, it also aligns to the geometries of Stonehenge, but even more so, believe it or not, to the infamous and elaborated work of the flywheel design associated with Edward Leeds Scallion, the creator of Coral Castle in Miami, Southern Florida. But ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't stop there. It also possesses and draws a significant relationship to Pythagoras, and more specifically to the Divine Triangle, as related to the Pythagorean theorem, as it coincides even further to the mystery of sacred geometry in numerology, in alchemy, and in the ever-deepening existence of the quantum world. Ladies and gentlemen, the secret to the Great Serpent Mound is that it acts as a key and as a template, the guardian to an ancient knowledge and wisdom for which we are now beginning to place dear within our evolving consciousness. Now, Pythagoras was not only a mathematician, a scholar, and a philosopher, but he was also a mystic. And one of his most revolutionary of quotations as it pertains to philosophy is this: evolution is the law of life. Numbers is the law of the universe, as numbers are merely the expression of energy and vibration. And unity is the law of God. Within these times, we are for sure evolving into a state of oneness. Now, the conclusion of my book, The Book of Positive Light, goes even further in depth, as the miraculous discoveries that I and my dear wife had encountered in Chichen Itza, Mexico, further coincides to its synchronistic relationship, also in further depth, with this Pythagorean theorem. Again, more specifically, to the Divine Triangle. Now, according to Faith Gervain and Dusty Bunker, the authors of the book Numerology and the Divine Triangle, the secret blueprint to all of our lives lies within the sacred code, the sacred geometries within the mysteries of the Divine Triangle. The Great Serpent Mound aligns exactly to the very matrices of this sacred geometry, as does the sacred flower of life, tattooed on my left forearm, which was placed there prior to my trip and pilgrimage out to Machu Picchu, Peru. And this basically aligns as well to the sacred Mayan symbol of Quetzalcoatl, the very image for which I and my wife had stumbled across within our experiences there in the Yucatan. Now, this book, Numerology and the Divine Triangle, was coincidentally stumbled upon after I and Tiffany's blessed honeymoon, until our honeymoon. And once we had experienced that, this book resonated within my heart. The image of Quetzalcoatl on the front cover of this book, written by Faith Gervain and Dusty Bunker, clearly and plainly stands out in clear and plain view from what my dear wife Tiffany and I had witnessed right before our very own eyes in the Yucatan, within those clear blue skies and precise cloud formation, and within the very wall inscriptions of the El Castillo in Chichen Itza, was synchronicity and miracle, all in divine order. Which was, ladies and gentlemen, the image and the symbolic representation, once more, of Quetzalcoatl, which when superimposed onto the Divine Triangle, or the so-called Pythagorean theorem, parallels the same essence in how the Great Serpent Mount is able to align itself perfectly onto the very same sacred geometry of the Pythagorean theorem. It is all within the very pages of my book, The Story of the Great Serpent Mound, The Story of Machu Picchu, Peru, The Story of the Miracle within the Yucatan. It is all within the very pages of the Book of Positive Light, Remembrance of the Heart. For me and my wife, we had essentially witnessed the spirit of Quetzalcoatl. We had witnessed the reemergence of the Christ consciousness, the return of Christ consciousness back into unity consciousness to all of our endearing hearts. Now, the Great Serpent Mound has proven to me to be the very key to conscious awakening, the disintegration of the veils, and in the opening of my heart specifically, to my own personal truths. Now, to conclude upon the final segment of this show, we shall sit calmly and peacefully within meditation. So close your eyes wherever you may be on your blessed earthly plane of existence. Now close your eyes and move silently through the guidance of spirit, through that of my voice, while using the heightened vibration of my calming vocalization, inwardly from within you, and looking from within, and calling that endearing and sacred white light from the very heavens, from Father Sky, and into yourself, your very being. Your intentions become clear and purified of all of existence within the very present now. And in the now, within this present moment, watching this very light streaming throughout all of your physio-anatomy, an energy-filled enlightened body, we are to relinquish all of thy fears and washed of all of our hands from thy worry, thy fears, thy worry. And now as we have embraced this visualization while illuminating Gaia below us, so that you may see, so that we may see and feel of Gaia's simplicity within its warmth, its kindness, and grace. Inwardly, inwardly now ground yourself through and within and throughout, from within your heart and solar plexus, from within your abdomen and into your very root, deeply reaching into the very heart of Gaia's ever indulging love. And as you ground yourself in this way, feel the unity and connection as like an umbilical cord moving down and straight through all around. This enlightened and awakening light from within you, this enlightened vibration of heightened frequency magnetically attaching to the great iron crystalline core of Mother Earth. Now you feel your physical self resonating, humming, pulsating within her, as now your physical body becomes heavy, deeply relaxed and pleasant, feeling yourself from within yourself connected now within the central hum and within the central channels that run through and throughout your every being. All of your chakras are ignited and you are streaming with constant energetic flow. Inwardly now, manifest the intention to activate your very prana, this tube from within you, your heart center pushing your internal energy, this breathing vibration of light, of internal passion up to the very connection from within your heart, the heart of the great central sun pushing from within you further out through this energetic prana of limitless existence, down to the very reconnection within the core crystal, within the chest of Mother Gaia's bosom. Inwardly now, invoke and command a concentration and expansion of your energy body. Concentrate now your light so that you are switched on just like a light bulb, expanding your aura to a distance that is comfortable to you now. Call back this energy that is yours, and saying internally, let all the energy that was released and taken away or left behind return to me now, return to me now. And let all of that nourishing energy return to me now. And here, we are now the blessed and well-acknowledged, the well-deserving, the children of God and the inhabitants of Mother Earth, citizens of Mother Gaia, interconnected in unity to oneness and consciousness. We are now awakened, expanded, and completely whole within your energy field, grounded within and deeply rooted, strong and unwavering in strength within our mother Gaia, Mother Earth, our planetary home. As now we have taken root, connected within all of which is above, as so shall it be from below. And I thank you, dear spirits, for joining me here tonight. To purchase my book, The Book of Positive Light, Remembrance of the Heart. Please click onto the book's official website at www.thebookofpositivelight.com. Again, that is www.thebookofpositivelight.com. If you possess any questions concerning the details about the summer solstice celebration at the Great Serpent Mound, please click onto the Great Serpent Mound's official website at www.serpentmound.org. Again, it is www.serpentmound.org. If you had missed this show or any other previous broadcasts, you can visit the homepage of the BBS Radio Network, as all previous shows are archived continually at www.bbsradio.com. Again, that is www.bbsradio.com. And again, thank you for joining me here on the BBS Radio Network on Quantum Mindfulness Radio. Please join us next time on Monday, April 28th, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Or you can log on directly to my radio profile page at www.bbsradio/Quantum Mindfulness Radio.